I've never brought politics into sport before, Stephen. And sport has been a great lever and a great way of bringing the communities together over the years. You know, I remember Tommy Dixon, the Duke of Windsor, God love him before he died. Tommy took people from Tuckmona, the ninth old boys, down the south to play, and they played Gaelic one half and soccer in the other half, and they brought them back to Tuckmona weeks later to reciprocate the gesture. And that was in the 70s at the height of the Troubles. So sport was always a means to bringing people together, regardless of the circumstances. This is bringing politics into sport.
Well, you say bringing politics into sport, but they're wearing black armbands, nothing more than that.
Yes, but I don't mean any disrespect to the families of the victims of Blackwell Island. I have a great respect for all the families of all the bereaved, all the people who died during the Troubles, Stephen. And we're talking day and daily about how we can somehow make it easier for the victims to become part of the peace process. But this is a specific incident, you know, which is it will impact on our community. And it could have an impact on the Northern Ireland football team, because it's hard enough at the minute, as you well know, for members of the Nostris community to play for Northern Ireland. And this will make it even more difficult for them. If somebody says to Northern Ireland, for example, will you wear black armbands for example, Shankill Road, Tyban, or Le Mans, or something else? Not that the IFA would agree with it, but if they did, how would it be possible for a Northern Ireland player, a Catholic Northern Ireland player, to take part in such a match or such a game?
You've said in the Belfast Telegraph article written by Brian Rowan that there would be dire repercussions. What's that, a threat?
No, not at all. Absolutely not. And I never even considered it a threat. I was talking about the sporting side of it, the soccer side, where people could come together. I went to Croke Park twice to watch England play in Ireland at rugby. And I went to watch the final of the All-Ireland. And it was acceptable to a lot of people in my community because it was sport. But after an incident such as what's going to happen with the black armbands, if people were to ask me to go again, the people in my community mightn't just accept it as readily, because politics is being seen to be brought into sport at this particular.
But you say
stage,
politics being seen to be brought into sport, Jackie, but the reality is that you say that you have sympathy for the family of the victims, for the families of the victims of Loughlin Island.
Certainly.
And so therefore those black armbands are symbolising sympathy for the families of Loughlin Island.
But if somebody from the Oma Bomb asked the Republic to wear black armbands at their next international, will they do it? You know, it's making a statement. A specific incident in the Troubles or the conflict, Stephen. There's over 3,000 people killed. To pick, and I know the families have requested this, and I say every sympathy for the families, but this is sport. You know, if England hadn't been playing Italy that night, if they were watching England, would they ask England to wear black armbands?
Well, the reality is that this is a special occasion insofar as it is it marks the exact date, the 18th anniversary.
You know, and I do accept that, but why? And it's all, again, with all due respect, to put things in the context, the Republic is a foreign team. You know, Loughlin Island is a Northern Ireland, and the Republic is a foreign team. The fact that we're watching on TV, what has that to do with our problems here?
Okay, Jackie, thank you very much indeed.
Okay, what again, Stephen, can I say to all the families, you know, and all of the victims of the families, we'd love to try to find a solution. We're going to all come together and speak and get together and try to move the process on, because it's not done and dusted.